We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I just had an idea for a book. Well, it was originally an idea for a movie based on a play inspired by a podcast. But the idea is how you can save when you bundle home and auto. Might not be the best idea for a book.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe a radio commercial? Guess we'll never know.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
CBS Tonight. Laugh away the Monday blues starting with a new episode of The Neighborhood.
The boy just told me that I was his bully. Can you believe that?
Sometimes you go a little too far.
Tina, you're my wife. It's supposed to be me and you against the kids.
Then from Chuck Lorre comes a love story made in America.
So, you're on a break.
Yes, we have 28 minutes.
So it's like speed dating.
This is not a date.
Okay, 27 minutes.
Don't miss the new comedy, Bob Hart's Abishola, CBS Tonight.
This winter, store your boat indoors where it's dry and protected from the elements. Hagedon Marine Boat Storage offers dry, safe, fireproof indoor storage, but space is limited. Regardless of your boat's size, make, model, or whether it's with or without a trailer, they can store it. They also offer land or water valet pickup service and fall freeze protection services. Winter season storage starts at just $684, so store with the best. Visit HagedonMarine.com/storage.
Broadcasting everywhere.
What's up, world?
Patchen and Lukens, weekdays at 3 at 700ESPN.com.
On the Eagles Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is the EWU Football Coaches Show, powered by Gee Automotive. Also brought to you by Numerica Credit Union. Life moves, live well. MultiCare Health System, Northern Quest Resort and Casino, the place where Eagles fans love to stay and play, and by Pepsi, the official soft drink of Eastern Athletics. Now, here are your hosts, Larry Weir and Paul Sorensen.
And welcome here, M&D, Northern Quest Resort and Casino, back again. As we get ready for the Eagle Football Coaches Show here tonight, we've got a couple of player guests. Chris Schlichting is here. We've got Callan Kreiner here. We've got head coach Aaron Best here as we are getting set for tonight's program here at Northern Quest Resort and Casino. Coach is here, ready to roll. Not a great weather day. You had to be a tough guy to play in this weather, to coach in this weather, and to watch in this weather on Saturday, and you guys were able to come out victorious. What was the key?
Well, I want to know, first off, do you classify yourself as a guy that watched in this weather?
No, I'm talking about the paid fans.
Oh, okay, outside.
Yes,
I
don't have to be tough at all.
Okay. I just thought you maybe slipped that in.
No,
there, maybe.
Just the fans in the stands, not the wimps in the press box.
Well, I didn't say that. What I would say is it was a tale of two climates. When you talk about Tuesday's practice, 70, no wind, perfect weather for a mid to late September day, then. We look at the weather forecast, because it matters when you're outside. It matters, so you got to take a peek at that. But at the end of the day, when you talk about 20-mile-an-hour winds, blustery conditions, snow coming down the entire game, it was interesting, to say the least. I've been in some cold ones. Usually those cold ones are the end of November, early December, mid-December, but never anything like that in September.
And of all the teams to play in a snow, cold, windy day, you have to pick the North Dakotians. Seriously. I mean, couldn't you get Davis up here or Sacramento? Let's bring Sacramento State up and let them see the white stuff. They may just go make snow angels over in the corner. Yeah. That'd be kind of fun. But, I mean, I thought it was ironic of all the teams, you had to deal with a team that's used to cold weather, even though they're a dome team, yeah, and so forth. But still, I think that was a difficult day to have to play. It doesn't matter who's out there because of the wind, the circumstance, all those things.
Well, and you got to remember, we talk about it all the time, both teams play in it. So it's not like there's a true advantage once the game starts, because both teams are fighting the same elements. And so in those games, much like any game, good weather or bad weather, you got to play defense. You got to be able to run the ball and establish some amount of run game. And hopefully that leads to a victory, which it ended up doing. But I thought we played really good ball for the first two quarters. I thought we played pretty good ball in the fourth quarter, but defensively, I think they owned the day, and it was fun to watch those guys fly around there and make a ton of plays.
It had been since 1990 since Eastern had less than 50, or had such a disparity between run and pass, 62 rushes to 15 passes. Was that part of the game plan going into the day, or was that more decided by the fact that you were ahead and the weather conditions?
Less ahead, more weather conditions driven. You always lean on what's kind of got you there, and we just leaned a little more. The conditions in two of the quarters, you know, when you're fighting 20-mile-an-hour winds, no matter if it's Eric throwing the ball or not, it's difficult. So when you're productive on first down, and as productive as we were at times, we felt like it was just something we were going to lean on as the game wore on. So it wasn't by choice during the week. It wasn't like our install ended up having, you know, 13 pass plays in it. We're always very balanced and methodical, and we set things up on, you know, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday of each week, and it just so happened that it ended up being the disparity that it was. And so by no means is that who we are or who we're going to be, but that meant who we were Saturday. And, you know, like I talked to Eric in the locker room after the game, I said, your arm's got to be feeling pretty good. You know, 15 times, and about 10 of them were thrown behind the line of scrimmage, you know. And he goes, Coach, as long as we win, that's the main key. So our guys' minds are in a good spot. Stats don't matter. We're all in this thing together, and we came out victorious against a very good ball club.
That was an old-school type football game. I'm sure Coach Sorens, if he was there, he had had the biggest grin on his face of anybody there, because – that was a Dick Zorns type of game with two backs with 100 yards rushing, zero turnovers on your team, and you forced six from them.
It's incredible. You know, it's old school can still play in new school varieties. You know, it's still fun to be able to run the football when they know you're running it, continue to move the chains in those situations, but then also to play fantastic defense. And when you talk about defense, it's not necessarily a scheme. It's about effort and less about execution and more about just playing with high energy, especially defensively, because you can make things happen. And they made them happen early on, and then it was early and often after that. So certainly old school. Hopefully he was in the stands, because you mentioned tough, and he's one of the toughest sons
absolutely
of guns that I've seen. So, Coach Z, if you're out there, I hope you were one of those few, the proud, that were in the stands for four quarters.
And speaking of tough, great to have Keith Moore back in the middle. Sindelbach's playing with one arm. He's got the club going, and looks like a WWE guy is going to come out and pummel you off the top ropes. And really made a difference having those two lads in there among the 11 on defense, and probably not you know, unique in the sense of seeing that defense really, really improve this week.
You know, any I think we've talked about this before. You talk about baseball, you know, being when you're good up the middle, you got a really good chance. When you talk about your battery, when you talk about shortstop, second baseman, when you talk about center fielder, when you're good at D-tackle, your backers and your safeties, you give yourself a chance. You could cover for a lot of things. And, you know, Jack, we missed him sorely the week before. Unfortunately, he was down due to injury. Couldn't get him back on the football field as quick as he would have liked or we would have liked. But his passion and his execution and his motivation was obviously seen on Saturday. So having him and Keith in roles where they're fresh, they're ready, and with a little bit bitter taste in the mouth didn't hurt the operation as well in that first league game.
And my favorite position are those guys way back there. You know, that Kreiner guy that had a couple of picks, and I know the school record's 5, which is very impressive in one game, you know, but to see what the safeties were able to do as well in terms of I thought they were getting great reads on the quarterback. They were jumping routes. They were making plays. They were picking off footballs in very difficult conditions, especially when the offense was having a tough time catching the football. That really plays in exactly the statement that you just made about being good up the middle, you know, in terms of your nose guard, D-tackle, your middle linebackers, and your two safeties in the middle.
Absolutely, you know, and Cal had 2. Thefts and Dante had another one. So you talk about safeties with 3 interceptions. I was joking with Coach Brown. I said, what are these corners going to get in the act? You know, all these safeties. I mean, Mitch Johnson's got a couple, and, you know, Led almost had one in this game. And so, you know, we were kind of joking around. So you're always trying to take shots when you have the ability to do so. But certainly the experience doesn't hurt us at the safety position, you know, and I'll say this, because it's behind the scenes work that allow those guys to execute as well as they do, because talent wise they're there, but a lot of guys, we're facing guys that are highly talented. These guys behind the scenes and their preparation for these games and these situations is second to none. So that's stuff that's not seen by a lot of folks, a lot of times not seen by us coaches, because we're in our, you know, offices behind closed doors and they're doing their thing. But their prep was as good as any, and they earned the 3 picks, especially at the safety position.
Now I get to flip over to your favorite position, the offensive line, and we've been hard on them this year. You know, they've had some tough matchups, you know, at Washington, you know, having to go to Jacksonville State in the heat and humidity, you know, the Lindenwood game, the Division II game, Idaho, you know, we were all over them on that front. I thought they played outstanding. I thought you made a comment. He goes, yeah, those are high school holes. Anybody can run through those things. And that really speaks volumes of how that offensive line has come together, the senior leadership, and they really came out and had an excellent game as well, 200-yard rushers.
You call it like you see it, Paul, you know, especially when you've had a hand in recruiting a lot of these guys up front, but especially coaching those guys and sitting down with those guys eye to eye. They didn't play well against Idaho. They played not very well at all, and they knew that. It's hard to take. It's hard to have that as an evaluative tool, but they're 5 seniors. I mean, they bounced back. They're resilient, and they came back against a very good front and a front that actually did much more than the week before in terms of gap integrity and some different pressures and some different things. But we kept it fairly simple on the ground because of what we were going to see, and we didn't have to pass protect a ton because we're on the floor and those guys bounced back very well, and didn't expect anything less by the 5 seniors, and 4 of those guys have played a ton of ball. So we'll continue to push the envelope and again line these guys up down in Sacramento this week against a very good front.
You know, defensively, North Dakota brings a lot of stunts where they're looping players and, you know, stemming and crossing. And they do a lot of things to really mess up an offensive lineman's scheme. You know, and I thought it was very impressive in how they handled that, how they were able to pick all those stunts up. And that comes back to film work. That comes back to the week of preparation. You really had this football team ready to play, and you could tell looking at the preparation and the effort that the offensive line made.
Well, I mean, it's the coaches. I mean, I run a team meeting. I you know, talk to those guys. I'm kind of good cop when the coaches are bad cops, and then I'm the bad cop when, you know, you got good cops. And so I play that thing out, get a vibe for things. But we had a salty taste in our mouth. We got to continue to attack each week knowing – that we don't want the salt back. And so if we can continue to do it in a professional manner and prepare every week as if the salt was left the week before, then we got a heck of a chance. But, yeah, those coaches did a tremendous job. Coach Buderak has been in the trenches before, so he knows and he was probably the saltiest dog of them all after that last game. And he barely sat down in my office, so I don't know if he had any backside left on him from the last game. But that's a relationship that's pretty special. Myself and Coach Buderak, we're very fierce competitors. We both donned the Eagle jersey, and playing for this offensive line at this university is a prestigious thing. And so you're held to a different standard, and we'll continue to do that as long as I'm part of this program.
Let's get me turned up now. All right. So does having school back in session, does that help just kind of take mind off, put minds on different things, et cetera, than just football?
Absolutely. I looked at that last week knowing that we were coming off the game we had in the Kibbe Dome with the addition of school, knowing that I actually looked at that as a positive thing. It's something different. It's something, like you said, to keep your mind off something else. Some would look at that as a challenge. Over the years, I've been a position coach for a long time with a lot of first, you know, school start weeks, and it's kind of the dog days that week. And so those guys did a great job of time management, albeit we started on Wednesday, so it wasn't a very laborious week of school. Wednesday, syllabus day, Thursday, you know, probably syllabus day, Friday. A lot of guys, you know, are sporadically having classes. But this week will be a huge challenge because they got a full academic week on top of the prep for Sacramento State on the road. So we looked at that as motivation. Anything we can add to the plate, we'll certainly look at it and look at how to dissect it. And those guys did a great job managing all phases last week.
Do anything different in practice? Did you change up the routine?
Absolutely. We mix things up. We changed things around. We did some things we needed to do. You know, you want to buy my book, I'll write the book and tell you how it all went down. Let's just get this straight. It was 1 week. You know, we like I told the guys, we don't have all the answers. We found a few answers. We don't have all the answers yet. This is a 7-game season now, 1 game at a time. I know it's coach cliche, but we'll continue in just like in life, just like in practice, we'll continue to do what we think is best for the 2019 version of Eastern Washington football. And that includes the coaches. Every week I take their opinions and put them in the blender and say, what do we need to do? How do we get better? What drills do we need? How much time do we need to spend? How many individual periods do we need? Some things we're going to have to sacrifice, you know, to give up, to get. But as long as we all agree that it's the best way and the best opportunity for us to get better, we'll continue to do it because we're not going to do it just because it's always been done.
And some good news for a local athlete. You told the crowd here at M&D at Northern Quest that Silas Perea is no longer a walk-on to the Eastern program. He got a partial scholarship on Sunday.
Yes, absolutely. And, I want to make it special, but I want it team-driven special. I don't want to be – I'm an O-lineman. You know, we don't need the name in the paper. We don't need a big, you know, rendition, a bunch of cameras, a bunch of, you know, hoopla. I told the team yesterday at the team meeting, and the team gave him a standing ovation. They understand what work he's put in the 8 weeks he's been here. He's earned the opportunity to be the number two back, and he's been productive doing it. So we do it our own special way. It's not going to go out on Twitter. It's not going to be a social media hit. That's just not who we are. We're Eastern Washington. We're different than most.
And this program is built on guys coming and walking on, or guys that are here on limited scholarships that earn more.
No doubt. I just think they play with a chip on their shoulder. There's something to be earned. They understand it. And when you have so many guys over a long period of time that have earned a scholarship, that have earned a captainship, that has earned All-American honors, that has earned All-League honor, all those things, and you have kind of a folder of resumes that these guys started at the same point, it's kind of a slight turn on by some of those walk-ons because they see there's so many guys that have gone through that have earned the opportunity, and they know we'll give them a legitimate chance. And so he'll continue to work. He's not going to rest on his laurels. But Silas, without question, earned the right to be our backup and to get on money going forward 8 weeks into his career.
So I think it's safe to say then the red shirt is off of him this year.
The red shirt is off of him this year.
All right. Well, weather is not going to be an issue in Sacramento on Saturday. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit about the Hornets with Coach Best coming up after this timeout. It's the Eagle Football Coaches Show. We're live at M&D at Northern Quest Resort and Casino here on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
You may be eager to break ground on a new outdoor project, but never just start digging. Buried electric and natural gas lines can be anywhere. It's the law to call 811 at least 2 business days before you dig. Spray paint white lines showing your dig zone, and a crew will mark the utility lines. Mark accuracy zone is within 2 feet of the mark, so always hand dig to expose the line first. Call 811 before you dig. The service is free for residential customers. Avista, we just want you to be safe.
When you play Washington's Lottery, it helps fund education, stadium development, and businesses across the state. So we'd like to thank our players for their help. Thanks to the always plays her son's birthday numbers lady from Spokane, and the only scratches with his lucky coin guy from Olympia, and the I only play if the jackpot has at least 3 commas in it heavy hitter from Edmonds. A big heartfelt thank you to all our players. Visit wallottery.com/whobenefits.
Numbers rounded, must be 18 or older to purchase. Statistics and figures are from the 2018 Washington's Lottery Comprehensive Annual Financial Report.
Hey, Eagle fans, we hope you're enjoying the game today. The Cheney Light Department has been a proud sponsor of the Eastern Eagles for many years. The Cheney Light Department has been your hometown expert on energy conservation and services since 1931. They offer a variety of rebates for your conservation projects and will assist you with energy savings. So when you're planning that next remodel or new building, be sure to call the Cheney Light Department at 498-9230 before you begin so they can help you in planning for energy savings. Go Eagles!
When you need a medical imaging study, chances are there's an Inland Imaging location nearby. From North Point and Holy Family on the north side, to South Cowley and Sacred Heart Doctors Building to the south, and our Valley Center and Providence Medical Park locations in Spokane Valley, with 6 convenient imaging centers located throughout the region. No matter where you go, there we are. Inland Imaging, answers you can trust and care you can count on.
Coors Light presents A Word from Kirk Herbstreit.
It's Saturday morning, and that means it's time for college football. It means your fridge is filled with Coors Light. It means last night's pizza is this morning's breakfast. And washing it down with your first Coors Light of the day is worthy of an ah. It's Saturday morning, and it means showers are optional.
Make Saturday mornings even more chill with a fridge full of Coors Light, the official beer of Saturday morning. 2019 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Don't freak out, but I washed your lucky shirt.
Washed it? I've won 3 Northern Quest jackpots in the last 2 months with that shirt.
Yeah, getting a little ripe.
Ripe with victory. Did you at least use the gentle cycle? Find washables or whatever?
No, I just threw it in the machine. With some underpants.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Serious about gaming? Northern Quest pays out more than 80 jackpots per day. Visit northernquest.com for details.
Here we go. All right, welcome back. Eagles against Sacramento State. We'll be on the air at 5 o'clock. Game time, 6:05 on Saturday, as the Eagles take on the Hornets. And this, Coach Best, is a Hornet team that has Troy Taylor, who we're all familiar with, having been the offensive coordinator at Eastern in 2016. And this is a Sac State team that benefited from some injuries last year. They lost several players that were going to be seniors due to injury last year, and so they got an additional year this year, guys like George Abina, I think Wyatt Ming on their offensive line, and some others. And so this is a Hornet team that's going to be a challenge for you on Saturday.
No doubt. Yeah, six-year seniors or not, you know, they're always talented. They always have been difficult, especially at home. Usually we go down there and play a night game. Weather's always usually pretty good comparative to what we're accustomed to seeing here in Cheney. So the conditions will be certainly different. We have a lot of guys that are California student-athletes on our roster that are excited to get back home, but we've got, you know, 4 more days to prep before we get down and do the family thing and then get it on Saturday night at 6. But a coach, a head coach that knows his offense, you know, arm in arm with him for a year. He knows what he's doing. He's going to be surgical in the way he tries to get after our defense and put you in binds, get some matchups, get some motions. He's going to run with his quarterback. He's not fearful of letting his quarterback, you know, run between the tackles. And obviously an experienced, you know, quarterback like Thompson is he's going to be – it's going to be tough. So we've got to be ready. We got to get our eyes in the right spots and understand what we need to accomplish and not overcook things, so to speak.
How would you describe that offense? Because it's not really an air raid, is it? It's not of that disciple or that string that Leach and Mummy and those guys put together. How would you describe it, or can you?
Well, I think it's a little bit multiple. I mean, I think it's kind of who we adopted a lot of Coach Taylor's some of his philosophies. We kind of added them to our base to put a few more ornaments on the tree. And so we still, to this day, have some of the same concepts. So it may be a mirror image of what we're doing. When he was here, we were in a lot of 10 personnel. But his number one personnel is 11 personnel. And his number two personnel is 12 personnel. His number three is 10 personnel now. So some of that may have to do with him, you know, having time in Salt Lake City with Coach Whittingham and, you know, being able to run the ball and establish a run, because I think you have to run the ball and I think you have to play defense if you want to consistently win games and play beyond the 11 and 12 game, you know, slate that you have as far as the game scheduled. And so he's well-versed. He's been around. He's a quarterback, so he's very knowledgeable. Played at, obviously, Cal, so he's got it upstairs. He's done it professionally. He's coached at many levels and many different circumstances. So this will be certainly a dogfight come Saturday for sure.
There's and I'll let Paul ask more about this in a moment or two, but there's a lot of connected parts here and the coaching staff between the guys that are at Sacramento State and the guys that are at Eastern Washington. One of the guys that is at Sacramento State now is a guy that you've known for a long, long time named Andy Thompson, who's been a longtime defensive coordinator in this conference, and he's running their defense.
Yep, battled him physically and has battled him X's and O's wise over the years. And so he's been around the league a long time. We've seen him, he's seen us, and he'll have something at least up both sleeves and may have a third in his back pocket. So he's always ready and willing to put up a heck of a fight, and faced him last year in Flagstaff and gave us fits, and it's given us fits many a time before. Played the linebacker position, knows what he's doing from a player's perspective, and overachiever when he played, and certainly done that as a coach. And so both him and Coach Key on the defense side of the ball will have some things obviously for us, and know some personnel stuff as far as our own personnel, because Coach Key's been around and Coach Thompson's been around the league. So we'll do what we can with what we have and try to slip them a few curveballs every now and then. But we've got to worry about us and know that we can't be too concerned with who's across the sidelines from us, because that's not gonna decide the outcome of the game.
You know, when you talk about Coach Thompson, when he had his Northern Arizona teams, they were always very, very aggressive. They loved to blitz, bring pressure from all over the place, and they really always had good corners and good defensive backs, but also had good guys up front, and they really presented some problems schematically, because they would bring the house, and then they would show it, then bounce back. So it was almost a kind of, we're going to come after you, and we really don't care what you think. We're going to just kind of dictate tempo on the defensive side. Now you have Troy doing the same thing on the offensive side. You have two teams, you know, kind of offense and defense that are uber aggressive. Is that a legitimate observation?
Well, yeah, and it marries well. When all of a sudden you're going to play fast and up-tempo on offense, you're going to take some more risks on defense, and that's kind of who Andy is. I mean, it's Coach Thompson's taking calculated risks. You have to have some decent corners to be able to present some of the pressures he has, but he's calculating how he does it. And so it's not just on third down. It's not just on P&10. There's corner blitzes. There's safety blitzes. There's linebacker blitzes, mixture of all three. So he knows what he's doing, and he's done it well. I mean, you don't do it this long for that well, and you're lucky doing it. So he's been with Coach Sowers forever, and now got a new spot in Sac State, trying to turn them around, and then they're top of the conference on defense for a reason. And a lot of that reason is Coach Thompson and Coach Key helping those guys out. But we'll certainly be ready for the pressure when it's presented. It's a matter of us executing our disciplines on offense when those times come and be ready, and then when it presents itself, make plays when it is going to come, because Coach Thomas is not a sit-back-and-relax type of guy. He's going to get after it. So it actually complements the offense as opposed to works against it.
Did you get somebody angry at the Big Sky Conference? Because this is the second week in a row that the team you're playing is coming off a bye. So they've been able to go out and recruit, but then focus even more on Eastern Washington University. North Dakota did that last week because they came off a bye. Sacramento State's doing that this week, doing the same thing. I did notice it took North Dakota a little while to get going, so that's kind of, that can be something that can come back and hurt you a little bit. You guys are battle tested week in and week out. You take a week off, sometimes it takes to get that tempo back, but you also get guys healthy too.
Yeah, and I think our players would agree that the faster, especially after being on the bad side of the scoreboard, you want to play the next day almost. You don't even want to wait a week. And so the buys, that's always the age-old question, right? Did the buy come at a good time? You don't schedule your buys. I mean, the buys are scheduled well in advance. And, you know, the league's been unhappy with Eastern for a long time. So I don't think this year is any different.
You know, you talked about, you know, you're going to get the best shot from the other team. Eastern's been the top dog in this conference for a long time. And, you know, probably over the last 15 years, I'd have to go back and look at it. But if Eastern doesn't have the most wins over that period, you're right there at the top. So you're going to get their best shot on Saturday. And this is a team that, you know, they played Arizona State. It was a one-possession game until very late when ASU scored. It was a tie game with Fresno State a couple of weeks ago, early in the fourth quarter, and then Fresno State gets a couple of touchdowns late. This is a football team that's much improved from past years.
No doubt. And those aren't flukes. Those weren't just, you know, they were in 22 personnel running 3 yards in a cloud of dust and making a decision on fourth and one what they're going to do offensively against that outfit. And so we have our hands full. But we have to embrace the fact everybody's going to give us their best shot. I mean, that's what true competitors, that's what true champions do, is they want everybody's best shot. Why wouldn't you want to see where you stack up each and every week, no matter if it's home, no matter if it's away, no matter if they're coming off a bye or they're coming off a big win, that we have to be able and be mature enough and be respectful enough to know everybody's going to give us their best shot, and we've got to be willing to give them, whoever them is, in this case this week, Sac State, our best shot as well.
All right, Coach, thanks for the time here this evening. Which of these players goes first tonight?
The old guy, Chris Schlichting.
All right, very good. Chris Schlichting joins us next here on the Eagle Football Coaches Show, live at M&D at Northern Quest Resort and Casino, here on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
We are motivated. We are dedicated. We are stepping up. We have passion flowing through our veins. We are vital. Inland Northwest Blood Center has joined forces with 127 donation centers across the nation to form Vitalant. By joining forces, we can help more people realize their life-saving potential and make every drop of blood count more. Learn why your donation is so vital at Vitalant.org.
What's it mean to be local? What's the value to you? I'm Gus Johnson. I'd like to share my thoughts on being local. Let's start with America's best brand, Ford. Ford was one of the first great American-made success stories. And today, Ford has never been stronger, producing more vehicles to compete, not just locally, but globally. Accountability. When your name is on the door, you know you need to stand behind your product every day. Community. We're invested in the community, just like you've invested in us. We live here, work here, and reinvest to help veterans, homeless, kids, and schools. We are one of the few truly locally owned and operated dealerships selling America's best vehicle line, Ford. When it comes to American made, Ford is superior. When it comes to community, we're invested. When it comes to accountability, I put my name on it. So when you have a choice to buy a new or used vehicle, choose Gus Johnson Ford, the Ford expert on Auto Row.
At Numerica, we think it's time we had the money talk.
The younger you start saving for the future, the better, even if it's just a few dollars a month. It really does all add up.
One of the best saving strategies anyone can make is to pay yourself first, every month with an automatic savings plan. That way, it's in your account and off your mind.
For more tips and tricks, visit numericacu.com or drop by one of our branches to talk with a friendly money expert. Federally insured by NCUA.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Oh, hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
All right, the Eagles take on Sacramento State Saturday. Pre-game show starts at 5, kickoff just after 6 o'clock, and then we'll be back here at M&D, Northern Quest Resort and Casino, and we'll talk about it next Monday with film from Coach Best at 5:30 and our radio show beginning at 6. Offensive tackle Chris Schlichting joins us now. A four-year starter, 45 games played at Eastern, 45 games started at Eastern, 45 games possible played at Eastern. So you've never missed a game. You probably haven't missed very many snaps over that time outside of maybe a few snaps in a blowout.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the biggest thing for that, I think, for me is, you know, health. And I said it before at the beginning of the season when I asked about it. It's, you just got to feel lucky, especially, you know, not having any major injuries throughout the 4 years. It's a big test to, you know, our training staff and our strength and conditioning staff, because they do everything they can to make sure that we're in the right position when it comes to the game. And you know, just putting that little extra in the training room every now and then, just to make sure that you're healthy. Even, you know, because at the end of the season, you'll never be 100%, no matter who you are. But it's taking that 75%, you know, in the middle of November and making it 100%, and just kind of putting the extra work in to get there.
All right. So last Saturday, snow coming down sideways, wind blowing, cold. Is that an offensive lineman's day?
It definitely is. Especially, you know, going into the game. You know, the ball's heavy, it's wet, it's already soaked through, and we haven't even started the game yet. And I think we were all kind of looking at each other pregame, like, we're going to run the ball today. It's going to be a good day for running the football. And that's an old lineman and a running back's dream, is when, you know, especially a game where we run the ball 62 times. And, you know, that makes you feel good, because you know that means that the OC and Coach Best trust the O-line to get the job done in the run game and trust the running backs behind us. And it was just, it was awesome. It was so much fun. I mean, you know, a lot of players, you know, it's cold and all that stuff, but when you're playing like that and you're going as fast as we were, you don't really feel it.
So my guess is, off what you're saying, that's a more satisfying game maybe than the when you have 62 passes and 15 runs.
I don't know if I'd say that. You know, I think my favorite thing is, you know, if we can move the ball, passing or running, we'll do whatever we want to do. It's just team success is the biggest thing on our O-line. And if we got to pass protect 70 times in a game, we'll pass protect 70 times in a game. Just whatever we can do to get in the end zone and get yards.
You know, I was very impressed, Chris, watching you guys come out of the tunnel in that first series, and it was a night and day difference from Idaho. You could just tell that there was a fire lit under your tuchus, and you guys came out and really, I thought, dictated tempo. Did you sense that, you know, on that first drive and that first possession coming out, did you feel like this was going to be a good day for Eastern Washington?
Yeah, from the get-go, you just felt the energy. And even before the game and pregame, when we were all in there, you know, doing our clap sessions and our walkthroughs, you could just feel the energy. You could feel that people were pissed off and that, you know, we were a salty crew. Like, we came out of that game like we need to win by 70. That was our biggest thing, is, you know, we're going to put points up, stop their offense. We needed to go back to what Eastern football is. And I don't think against Idaho we played our brand of football. I think that we let them dictate what we wanted to do and let them kind of do what they wanted to do throughout the game, and we never got into our rhythm. And I think that when we got out there, we just kind of got into our rhythm early on, and that whenever we can do that, I mean, I think we're almost an unstoppable team when you can't stop us and we get to choose what we want to do.
When you look at how many games you've played, and when you first came in here thinking that you're going to start and play all the way through, that's really incredible. One, the endurance that you've been able to show, being an athlete that good to be able to come out as a true freshman and play. What has been your growth from the time you started at Eastern Washington to now that has made your game so much better?
I think the biggest thing is maturity. And especially, you know, in 16, when Coach Best, you know, announced me as a starter, and he said, you're going to have to grow up a lot this season. And it's work ethic. It's the biggest thing. Is, you know, throughout the year, and I've played with all Americans. I've played with guys in the league. You know, you see what you have to do to be successful from older guys, and I think that's something that's really big in our program. Is, you know, young guys watch old guys and they see, like, well, I know what it's like for me. For 16, I watched Cooper Kupp all season. I mean, he was a guy who's in there, and he's in there till 10:30 at night watching film. And I'm like, well, he's the greatest receiver to ever play in college football. So that's what I got to do. I got to be in here late. I got to be in here early. I got to be hitting the weight room extra, doing all this extra stuff. And I think that the growth of my work ethic and my maturity throughout the years has really cemented me as being able to do what I've done.
You know, it's funny, as a defensive back, I would always watch the offensive linemen to see, because some guys would come into a stance, they'd be high, you know, the old fingers on the ground, kind of giving away the run. But then you get farther up in the league and other places, they do that just to mess with you. So you really can't, you know, you can't get any tells. But I think the film thing that you've talked about, that's so important, especially against defenses that like to move their linemen, that like to shift and stunt and blitz. And you face that when you face North Dakota, when you face, you know, Northern Arizona. You're going to see that this weekend against Sac State. Having film study like that has got to make you guys better, because you're going to be able to recognize things on tape, correct?
Absolutely. And, you know, there's an old line, we watch film together a lot. A lot of times, you know, we're in the locker room and we're 6-7 deep at a line just watching the same game, and, you know, having conversations. You know, we see this. I saw this 4 plays ago. I saw this 5 plays ago. You know, what do you call this front? I think I'd call it this. And, you know, it's having those discussions and those conversations, and, you know, well, now I know what Spencer wants to do on these kind of plays. I know what Caleb wants to do. And that communication just makes it so much easier. And especially, you know, as an old line, we've played together for so long. When we see things together, I think it makes us a much better crew when we play as a whole, and when we really just kind of play for the guy next to you, and, you know what he's doing, and you know he's going to give you 100%. I know he knows I'm going to give him 100%. And, you know, especially coming off the Idaho performance, I mean, we wanted to work as hard as we could to get back to the O-line that we knew we are. You know, I think the biggest thing for us is we just wanted to keep Eric and Antoine and Silas clean. Keep their jerseys clean, make sure that they can have the holes that they need, keep Eric protected. I mean, we didn't pass the ball a lot, but we still kept him up as much as we could, and that was the biggest thing for us.
I think when you look at the Jacksonville State and how frustrating that was, because they kind of took over with a little over a minute left. You guys led the entire game and then, of course, trailed the entire game against Idaho. So really two dynamic, different teams. But then coming back and getting that first win in the Big Sky Conference against North Dakota, this almost becomes kind of a playoff mindset, kind of 1 week at a time, 1 game at a time. How much better, looking at that, how much better do you guys think you can be moving forward?
I think we can be so one of the best teams in the country. I mean, we have athletes all on, you know, all three phases, offense, defense, special teams. We got guys who want to be great and who are putting in the work ethic. And, you know, I think we can't just hang our hat on this one win and say, you know, we're back. I think that this week we're going to work even harder than we did last week. We're going to put even more work in. We're going to do what we can do to come out victorious again. But this is a really good outfit we're going to play. And They have really smart coaches, really smart players, a lot of experience all over the place. So I think it's going to be – we need to go out there and play the brand of football that we know we can play as Eastern.
All you seniors are on your last go-around here. So you guys kind of, in a way, have your back against the wall at this point in time. You really can't afford maybe one more loss, and you don't want that loss to come early in the season. So is that a motivating factor for this team that you kind of do have your back against the wall at this point in time?
I think so. Especially, you know, the brotherhood we have, you know, you want to give everything you can, especially for the seniors in my class, you know, for the young guys, they want to give everything they can for those seniors, but it's not just playing for seniors, it's playing for everybody. It's, you know, we want to go as far as we can. We had dreams in January about going back to Frisco. I mean, I remember the day after the national championship game, people were saying, you know, we're going back. And the work, you know, we put the work in and we were doing what we could over the off season, but, you know, there's just still a lot of work to be done. And I know that the guys on this team are ready for it and that we'll be prepared.
We talked with Coach Best. The last question I asked him was, you know, you know you're getting the other team's best shot. Do you guys relish that situation? Montana had it. Now Eastern's the team that gets the best shot from all the other teams in the Big Sky.
Oh, we love it. I mean, it's like what Coach Best said. How do you know you're the best if you're not getting the best from everybody else? And, you know, we think we're one of the best teams in the country year in and year out. And I think I'd much rather have everybody's best than, you know, play a few games here and there where you know you're going to win. I think I'd rather have teams come in and say, and think they're going to win and they're going to come in and give you everything they have, because that makes the game fun. That's what makes it challenging. And it really, it shows other players, you know, you can give us what you got, but we're still going to give you everything we have too. We're still a great team.
You've got roughly 8 weeks left guaranteed. So I don't know that the clock is quite counting down yet, just in your mind, but is the clock counting down yet? Do you realize that that the end of this year is fast approaching?
You know, I think every now and then you realize it, but at the same time, you just kind of go back to we're still going. I don't like to think ahead. I like to think where we're at, and right now I'm preparing for Sacramento State, and you know what they're going to give us is going down there and just giving the best look that I can.
Who would be the best offensive lineman with the ball in his hands out of this year's bunch?
I would say Bo from last year, but I mean, he was converted tight end. You know, I would probably have to say Spencer, even though he's a center. I mean, he's probably one of the most athletic guys we have on our line. I'd probably say Spencer.
What does Chris Schlichting like to do away from football?
Just hang out. I mean, relax whenever you can. I like to, you know, just – I'm a chill guy. I just like to, when I get downtime, enjoy the downtime and, you know, smell the flowers every now and then. And, you know, I think that a big thing for student athletes across everything is having a life outside of your sport. You know, having activities that you can go to and, you know, not just always be an athlete, have a life outside that you can go to and relax and get away. And so I just like to relax and, you know, do what I can.
Any particular interests? Hunting, fishing?
Fishing, yeah. Big fisher. Big fly fisherman. I love fly fishing. I've been doing it since I was like 4 years old. Love it.
What are you majoring in? What do you want to do with life after football?
So I'm a comm major, and I don't really know exactly what I'll do, but I think the goal would to be working for a professional sports organization one day.
Chris, thanks for the time. Congratulations on a great career. Game number 46 coming up this Saturday. Consecutive starts for this guy. We appreciate your time. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Chris Schlichting here with us. And when we come back, we will hear from Callan Kreiner. That's next on the Eagle Football Coaches Show, live from Northern Quest Resort and Casino in M&D on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Yolk's Fresh Market is a family business.
It means I have a voice in the future of the company.
I was hired at the age of 60. And to me, that's phenomenal.
I was part of a trading company for 10 years, and I've been with Yolk's now as an employee owner, and it's absolutely been a great experience.
It's an awesome company to be with.
Since we became employee-owned in 1990, that family continues to grow.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P, adjective, short for being 100% sure or certain, as in, if we get a puppy, I'll Hundo P always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, Eagle fans, we hope you're enjoying the game today. The Cheney Light Department has been a proud sponsor of the Eastern Eagles for many years. The Cheney Light Department has been your hometown expert on energy conservation and services since 1931. They offer a variety of rebates for your conservation projects and will assist you with energy savings. So when you're planning that next remodel or new building, be sure to call the Cheney Light Department at 498-9230 before you begin so they can help you in planning for energy savings. Go Eagles!
Inland Imaging's team of more than 70 subspecialized radiologists is the largest group of its kind in our region. Every day, and for every patient, they leverage their expertise to deliver the detailed and potentially life-saving answers that patients and their physicians need to guide their care. So when you need medical imaging, choose the Inland Imaging Advantage for answers you can trust and care you can count on.
Don't freak out, but I washed your lucky shirt.
Washed it? I've won 3 Northern Quest jackpots in the last 2 months with that shirt.
Yeah, getting a little ripe.
Ripe with victory. Did you at least use the gentle cycle? Fine washables or whatever?
No, I just threw it in the machine with some underpants.
Whoa.
Serious about gaming? Northern Quest pays out more than 80 jackpots per day. Visit northernquest.com for details.
Ranger Station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now.
There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
All right, back here, Northern Quest Resort and Casino, M&D. Eagles against Sacramento State this coming Saturday. Eastern's next home game, homecoming, coming up on Saturday, October 12th against Northern Colorado. Tickets available, goeags.com, and then click on the tickets link. Callan Kreiner, Eagle safety, joins us now. Two interceptions on Saturday against the University of North Dakota. So that's your first two-interception game as an Eagle, but had you had two interceptions or more in any game going back to high school or any other level of football?
No, I mean, I definitely wish, but sadly, no.
What was it like for a defensive back? We talked with Chris about, you know, what's it like for a big guy to play in this game? What's it like for a defensive back? It was cold out there. Did you notice the cold that much when you were out there running around?
I mean, you definitely noticed it pregame, but then, like I was telling, like, all the guys around before pregame, I was like, okay, let's go out, let's play our hardest, because this game is going to be a memory right here. With this weather, early September, we're used to this when it comes to later in the season, but we're all just trying to cherish the moment, and once you got out there and you started playing, especially with the heaters on the sideline, you definitely stay pretty warm overall.
You're not the biggest guy in football parlance, so you've got to have something going for you, and I think that's probably for you football IQ. Because you come from a football family. Your granddad was a national championship-winning head coach at Boise State. Mm-hmm. Your dad's been a football coach. It's all over your family, your cousins, your uncles, everybody's coaching football. Everybody. Or playing football in your family. So is that your strength, would you say?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's been a blessing. I've been around the game my whole life. And so when it comes to the mental side, just with just always having conversations with people in my family, it's just kind of come a little easier, a little more natural with me. But not being the biggest guy, I've kind of always battled that with my whole life, and so it's just kind of a regular thing that I've had to get used to, and just something I embrace the challenge, especially when you're kind of targeted a little bit more, and so I kind of take that as a challenge, and it's just I'm a competitor, so it's fun for me.
How motivated was this team after the loss to Idaho, especially the defense? You guys only had four turnovers forced in the first four games. You got six on Saturday. So how motivated was that squad going into this ball game?
Yeah, I mean, we just all felt like we didn't have our identity yet, you know, and we're a defense that's used to flying around, being physical, and we break on savages all the time because that's how we want to play, and we were playing like that at times in the first four games, but it just wasn't as consistent as we wanted it to be and what we needed it to be, and obviously that showed. And then so we got back in this week of practice and we pushed each other and we kind of just had a reality check through those first four games. And again, like we all talked about after the Idaho game, it needs to start in practice. And so we ramped up in practice and everything just fell where it needed to throughout the game. So
when did you start getting a feel that this was going to be a good day for Eastern Washington, especially on the defensive side?
I knew right after the Idaho game. We were disappointed in ourselves, and we knew that we left a lot out there that we should have accomplished. And the next day in meetings, everyone was hungry. Everyone was we weren't down on ourselves, but we were driven, and we had a talk, and we needed to push each other more, and we needed to get back to finding our identity, playing with energy, playing with confidence. And so again, like that Tuesday, we got to work, and this was by far our best week of practice. So it was more throughout the week that we kind of knew that, especially like Coach Bess always says, the game is won with your preparation. And so we attacked that. We felt good about our game plan, and obviously coaches put us in a great spot for us to execute as a whole defense.
You have to watch a lot of film, and I think you had some really good tells, because I thought your reaction on the quarterback, you guys were breaking on the ball. You had two interceptions where you basically beat the wide receiver to the spot, you know, and having five career interceptions, I know that's, you know, something you want to continue at, because mm-hmm. anytime you can turn another team over, especially picking the ball off, that's an impressive thing. Tell us a little bit about what you saw in those two plays when you were able to break so quickly, break underneath and intercept the football.
Yeah, well, we knew before the game, especially because Coach Brown, he challenged us before the game. He said, you older guys, you need to step and start making your plays that we know you can make. And we weren't making those. And so we were really excited for the game. And then especially for that first interception, I believe, because we won on first and second down on both my interceptions. And so it was a third and long. It was about third and 17. And so we knew we probably weren't going to be able to take a shot over top because obviously with the coverage we were playing. And so we sat at the sticks, and he sat down in front of me. And so I knew that I had an opportunity to drive on the ball because he sat it down probably about 7 yards before the first down marker. And so ended up he left a little bit outside for me and made that play. And then the second interception, which in my opinion was one of the best calls of the game because with that formation, we knew kind of what we were going to get, especially on the down and distance. And so my key was number three, which was the running back, and he went away. And so I slid inside, again, based off the call. So it was just perfect for the situation. So it just made my job a lot easier. And, so that's how I made that one.
When I was growing up, I was always small. I always had to overcome, you know.
I'm with you.
That's what I was going to say. I love – because I played with a chip too. And, mm-hmm. and I was always a good tackler. I was fast, and I was like you. I could see things develop, but I wasn't big, and it drove me nuts. So I always played with a lot of intensity. And then I grew. Now, I'm not a big fatty like I am now, but I mean, it was a gradual growth thing. So is that something that's really driven you in your career from high school on in terms of seeing guys out there, but knowing, you know, maybe playing with a chip and showing them what I can do and what I'm capable of doing?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, especially it really just that instilled with me as growing up. Like, I'd always be playing outside with my friends, and they were all bigger than me, and so I had to be a little more aggressive. And so I was always kind of the bad guy, and so because I was always sometimes play too physical, and so it kind of just instilled with me growing up, and that intensity has just kind of always brought me to, I guess, where I am today.
Last week you guys played against a team that I would characterize a little more of a running team. You guys made them a passing team because mm-hmm. you got ahead and you stuffed the run. This week you're playing against a team that's probably predominantly a passing team. Do you prefer, in the safety position, whether you're playing a running team or a passing team?
No, I mean, it really doesn't matter. I mean, the opportunities are there to make plays regardless. And with the way we're doing it this year, I only play safety to the field. And so that kind of takes me away from the run a little bit. But, I mean, it just gives me opportunities to make open field tackles. But for me, that definitely puts me playing to the field, gives me a good opportunity to just fly around and kind of play a little more free than most of the other guys. And definitely just with the passing game, you know, I like to get a little greedy. And so it's nice trying to be able to make those plays. And so this week I'm definitely looking forward to it. It's going to be a fun one.
You're a junior. Clock isn't quite ticking down for you like it is for Chris and the seniors at this point in time, but you've got a couple of seniors at your position in DeJonte Hayes and Tyson Prunty. So does the fact that the clock's ticking for them make you want to play that much harder for those guys so that they don't go out without a chance to get back into the national championship picture?
Oh, definitely 100%, because if I was in their position, I would want guys to be giving it everything they have for me, because if it was my last chance, if it was my last go around, that's what I would expect out of the young guys. And so I know that they don't expect anything different from us, and we're just going to continue to keep laying it all out there for those guys, because those are two very special guys to me and to our team. And so I definitely don't want to let them down.
Coming from a coaching family, I'm guessing coaching is in your future at some point in time. So tell us what you're majoring in and whether that is, in fact, what you want to do with your life.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm majoring in communications. I'm very, very close to my degree. Hopefully, I'll be done in the spring with still having next fall to play. But, just like everyone in my family, like ever since I was young, I've had plan A and plan A only. I know that's probably not the smartest thing. But, I mean, I'm willing to do whatever it takes to get to where I want to be. And I'm a very driven person. So that's what I want. And so I'm just gonna work my tail off to go get it and get to where I want to be.
Congratulations on the game last week. Best of luck this week and going forward. And thanks for coming in tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate it so much.
Thank you. Alan Kreiner, Eagle Safety, here with us. When we come back, we'll wrap it up from M&D at Northern Quest Resort and Casino on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Time is brain. For stroke patients, just 1 minute can save approximately 2 million brain cells. The MultiCare Neuroscience Institute at Deaconess Hospital saves time with a fast and efficient protocol that immediately gets stroke patients the care they need. Internationally recognized and the first certified comprehensive stroke center in the region, MultiCare Deaconess Hospital is proud to offer the highest level stroke care to our patients. Visit multicare.org to learn more. MultiCare Deaconess Hospital. MultiCare, here for you.
Washington Trust Bank asks, what's your awesome? That's Gertie. She was our first goat, and we got her just for the milk. But then we started making cheese, and everybody loved it. So now we have four goats and are thinking about starting a little side business. Guess that would make Gertie a business partner. But not a silent one.
Everyone has an awesome. And whatever yours is, Washington Trust Bank can help you get there. Stop by and see a personal banker today. Learn more at watrust.com/awesome. Washington Trust Bank. Member FDIC.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
If a buried natural gas pipeline is leaking outside your home, you may see dead vegetation, hear a hissing noise, or smell it. Because Avista adds a rotten egg scent that's easily detectable. If so, get far away and call 911 and Avista. And if you ever smell a natural gas leak indoors, get everyone outside fast. Don't flip light switches, use a cell phone, or do anything to cause a spark. Go somewhere safe, like a neighbor's house, then call 911 and Avista. We just want you to be safe.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a warm place on the cold day.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
We are motivated. We are dedicated. We are stepping up. We have passion flowing through our veins. We are vital. Inland Northwest Blood Center has joined forces with 127 donation centers across the nation to form Vitalant. By joining forces, we can help more people realize their life-saving potential and make every drop of blood count more. Learn why your donation is so vital at Vitalant.org.
All right, thanks for listening here this evening. We will be back here next Monday to talk about it at M&D at Northern Quest Resort and Casino. We will have head coach Aaron Best. We'll have Claire Guest. He'll have film starting at 5:30 with the radio program beginning at 6. Eastern and Sacramento State, Saturday. Pregame show starts at 5, kickoff at 6:05 right here. Thanks to coach Aaron Best, offensive tackle Chris Schlichting, safety Callan Kreiner, for their participation as guests in this program. For producer Steve Pry and Paul Sorensen, I'm Larry Weir. Thanks for listening to the Eagle Football Coaches Show on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
On the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College, you've been listening to the EWU Football Coaches Show, powered by D Automotive. Also brought to you by Numerica Credit Union. Life moves, live well. MultiCare Health System, Northern Quest Resort and Casino, the place where Eagles fans love to stay and play. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of Eastern Athletics.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.